Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. Bartender, a champagne, Obama has gone away. I have a Trump coupon.
I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
With the bad air, in with the new. Here comes Trump working for me and you. Education. Bartender, more champagne. We have more coupons. What's that? You're being taken away? You didn't pay your Obama phone bill? You're up to $7 million? Could you leave the bottle? Our subject tonight is that the two-party system has been proven obsolete by Donald Trump. Back when the Communist Party, USA, told their followers they would no longer field candidates, the members of the CP USA were ordered to join the Democrat Party. In 2016, we saw the nation go for Donald J. Trump. This was not supposed to happen. Trump reached Main Street America, and the little guy gave him their vote. I was laughing tonight. You see all the union guys that were at the White House today? All right? And I'm thinking of the Teamsters. The Teamsters used to be the backbone of America. They always were for the country. And I got to tell you that I've watched, I love the Teamsters. I love them. I believe they are the backbone of the country, but they got a muzzle. Their leadership has put a muzzle on them, and they've all been ordered to vote for Hillary. And I just picture these guys, these truckers going into the voting booth, and the union boss is there. Be sure you vote for Hillary if you know what's good for you. Oh, yeah, boss, I'm voting for Hillary. The guy pulls the curtain back, rips his shirt up, got a Trump T-shirt on, and he goes, "Freedom! Freedom!" Yeah, and that's what happened. The unions voted for Trump. They're not stupid. They know that their dues are being fostering the Communist Party. They know that. And this was their chance to get a refund. And Trump's going to get them their money back. You know what? Trump is going to get them more work than they ever had before. And Trump is going to get them more money than they ever made before. And he doesn't charge any dues. You think about that. So, that's why this is an unsettling time, and a lot of sticks in the mud are going to be unsettled. So, the little guy got his licks in, finally. The communists will tell you he did not win the popular vote. But if you subtract the illegal invader vote, he won the popular vote, too. And that's good. I joke and say he got all the electrical votes. And he's all charged up and ready to go. Another obsolete word is bipartisan. There's no such thing as bipartisan when you're dealing with the Communist Party. And rest assured, the Democrat Party is the Communist Party. They talk about things like equal rights and freedom. And $15 an hour for flipping hamburgers. But they're really interested in legalizing drugs all over the country so they can tax you and make sure that you stay fit enough to work and pay the taxes. So, bipartisan is an obsolete word. When rhinos reach across the aisle, it is to hurt the people. I'll give you one example. And that's what I like about Trump. He doesn't spare the Republicans either. You either with Trump or you with the enemy. You know, Bush said that when he went into Iraq. He says, you're either with us or you're with the terrorists. And the communists beat him up so bad, he had to retract it. He went wimping around for a couple of weeks. Bush had no alternative. He was forced to go to Iraq. Our intelligence was completely non-existent. Nobody could guarantee our safety, and he had 3,000 bodies in his lap that had sailed off an 80-story window. 200 mothers, pro-life mothers, died with their pro-life children, and they wouldn't recognize the children. Their body count, you got to... They say 3,000 died and was 3,200. Those kids were real. Those kids had hearts and souls. And when does the soul arrive? Is it before you kill the kid? Is the soul God's black box? Sails to heaven to testify when it's your turn to see the grand jury? Yeah. So, 40 days before 9/11, 48 senators voted to burn the flag of the United States. They called it freedom of speech. It's your right to burn the flag. It's freedom of speech. Bullshit. No way. The first American who wrapped that flag around his body and was sent home and buried in Arlington Cemetery, by the way, that's the first place Trump went. Trump, the vice president, and I think Reince Priebus, on the way to the White House, they stopped at Arlington Cemetery to pay their respects. You never see Obama do that. Obama is in Germany apologizing to the Germans for winning World War II. Yeah. I wonder what that was all about. Did he apologize to the 6 million Jews? I don't think so. As a matter of fact, I think he wants to see another 6 million. But he's gone. He's out of office. His magic wand is broken. And so is this party's magic wand. So, who reached across the aisle to hurt the American people? What bipartisan rat, Mitch McConnell, reached across the aisle and voted with 40 Democamo senators to burn the flag 40 days before 9/11. That's what they were doing. They were ready for Osama bin Laden, weren't they? 40 days before, they were doing petty issues and making major accomplishments out of them to burn the American flag. It's freedom of speech. Yeah. And Colin Kaepernick, he can take a knee. Not for Jesus. He'll take a knee for violence. Yeah. So, 8 Republican senators, rhinos, joined 40 Democamos to vote to burn the flag. In my estimation, 30% of the Republican Party is Democrat. In my estimation, 45% of the Democrat Party is communist. And they're the most vocal, the most violent, and 70 Congress members, and they're all Democrat, are members of the Socialist Party. And you can get their names right off the Socialist Party website. Now, you know what socialism is, right? That's peaceful revolution. Peaceful communist revolution. And when that fails, that's step three. If step three fails, step four is violent communist revolution. And don't think they're not itching to do that. 8 years of Obama to commie has saturated the government and undermined the Constitution and the people. Francis Fox Pivens said, "We have placed our people in all power positive positions in every agency." And he had 8 years to plant the seeds of communism. When Bush left office, Iraq had free elections and was stabilized. Obama gave us refugees. Christian Arabs and Africans were denied entrance into the USA, but Al-Qaeda is welcome and breeds here. Yazidi girls are being raped and sold into slavery every day. In the U.S., college rate is covered up, along with the atmosphere that causes the problem. I'm going to jump to a tune. When we come back, I'll tell you why times are changing. God bless the USA. Quick message. Hang in there. Tonight, 12 or 13 guys are going to take their lives who suffer from PTSD. if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not give up. Put it off a day. And talk to Jesus. He knows you. He knows you better than anybody. God created you. God loves you. And he's on your side. And he doesn't want to see you tomorrow. He wants you to live a full life. And he wants you to be happy. Go to his church. Knock on the door. Ask for help. They will give you help. Don't give up. Don't check out. Not until you talk to God.
Be with me, Lord. Be with me, my Lord. When I'm in trouble and I don't know where to go, be with me. I'm blind when I cannot see, when all life's trouble sweeps over me, when I'm in darkness and all I see is me, that's when I need you to love.
Obama put some bad people in the Pentagon. And you know what they did? They went after guys on the front lines and put them in prison for fighting back. So those guys that are out there tonight that are suffering from PTSD, they're only part of the equation. the other part are the guys that are in Fort Leavenworth on suicide watch. And they want to check out too. And two people come to mind. I'm looking at a picture of a father. African American. Obama never helped any of the African Americans in the military. This man is holding his daughter. And in the back, you can see a picture of him and his wife. Their wedding picture. And the daughter and the father have big smiles on their face. And if you looked at the smile on the face of that father, you would never believe that he's rotting away in prison, being charged with premeditated murder. His name is Derek Miller. And here's a little note on the picture. Our daughters wrapped Derek's heart around their little fingers the moment they were born. They loved to have him steal their blankies from them and run screaming through the house, "My blankie." They loved climbing over him like a jungle gym mostly. They just loved their daddy and they want him to come home. Thank you for helping us fight for Derek's freedom. Catherine Miller. African Americans who served this country. Obama has no time for them, but he got time for the enemy. He got time for three Taliban province chiefs, lots of traitors. He'll pardon a traitor and imprison a hero. May he pay for that big time. The other guy I'm looking at, this guy was going to be a career soldier, I think. You know, usually when we got drafted, we would never buy fancy uniforms. We just wanted to get the time over with. But these guys, they got full dress blues. And he's there with his two brothers, his mother and father in a picture. And he's fully dressed up. His name is Clint Lawrence, and the note on this card says, "Vicky and me in happier times with our three sons, Brett, Michael." Oh, his name is in his army uniform. So it's Michael Lawrence and Curtis. "I can't believe my son." You see, this is the mother that, if her son died in combat, would get 20 NBC microphones in her face asking her, "How does it feel to know your son died under George Bush?" But NBC won't tell you because they covered up the 2,000 Americans who died in Afghanistan under Obama. You didn't hear about one of them. You know why? They labeled them as NATO troops, and everybody thinks they're buried in Holland. Here's your son. Yeah, keep it quiet. "My brave son," she says, "is sitting in prison for a crime he didn't commit. Thank you again for whatever support you can send to the good folks at UAP as they fight to bring Michael home." And that's signed by Scott. That must be the dad. Okay, so here's the story on Michael. He was released a couple of months ago. They shortened his sentence. He was given 15 years. That's the average sentence they give you for fighting for your country now. And here's something else to think about. Derek Miller has two girls and a wife. And they have one breadwinner, that family, and that's Derek. And he's lost all his benefits, which means his wife and two kids have lost any benefits that they would have received when he was a free man. Why punish the wife and children? How can you do that? So Clint Lawrence came out, Michael, okay, came out of Fort Leavenworth, and he was hit with 20 microphones. How does it feel to be out of prison, getting out early when you should have done the full 15? And you know what he said? Don't worry about me. I got buddies inside that are on suicide watch. Help them. You know what the press said, right? Yeah. So, we'll dedicate the next tune to these people because they're in the same lot. And there's a Fort Leavenworth 10 that you should Google because they're all in there. And I could tell you other stories. There's a sergeant named Evan Vaylor. He was part of a three-man sniper team in Iraq. His commanding officer jumped a guy that got close to their concealed area and ordered Vaylor to shoot him in the head. Vaylor shot him in the head. And all three were charged with premeditated murder. So they took the commanding officer and they sent him to Fort Bragg for a trial. The Iraqis wanted them all to be tried in an Iraqi court. They took Vaylor's counterpart and got him to turn state's evidence against Vaylor under the threat that he would get the same if he didn't. Okay, so he went with the commanding officer. They went to Fort Bragg. At Fort Bragg, they were found not guilty and released. Vaylor was charged in an Iraqi court by a panel of American officers who never served in combat. And they sentenced him to 15 years in prison. His wife, he's got a son and a daughter, little kids. All these guys got little kids. She had to sell her house in Alaska and move to Fort Leavenworth to be close to daddy. Again, the sole wage earner of the family. And the wife and the kids live in shame and poverty. And that's thank you, President Obama. May you get yours. So, having said that, I just want to give you a little wake-up call because America doesn't know what's going on. The media hides everything. The only thing they can tell you is the crowd size was bigger than Trump's crowd size. And then they made a a weekend issue over it. And that's your media. No wonder Trump tweets. I'd tweet too. If I was Trump, I'd have my own radio station, my own TV network. Did you see Trump and Mike Pence in the church? And everybody came up and did a little presentation, and it was this him and that him. And then a black gospel group got up. And as soon as they started singing, both Trump and Mike Pence started to get into it. You know what I mean? They started to wiggle and jiggle, you know, like they came alive. It was a sight to see. It was real good. And it brings me to another point. Many years ago, we used to have a moment of prayer for our fallen and faithful departed. And the communists that put a muzzle on everybody, and now it's known as a moment of silence. But gospel people don't want no moment of silence. Gospel people will tell you, Jesus wants to hear them. And so this moment of silence is just a muzzle on religious freedom, another muzzle on religious freedom. So, let everybody know your Redeemer lives.
That my Redeemer lives, the one who calls me home. I long to see God face to face, to see with my own eyes. I know that my Redeemer lives, that I shall rise up. When God will rise.
Trump is a big fan of George Patton, General George Patton. And George Patton's rule of war is never let the enemy pick the battlefield. You pick the battlefield. And the media this weekend is all upset because Trump took no questions because he's picking the battlefield. He knows they were laying for him. They're like Pharisees from the Bible, these people. So I said what he should do is take the press box that's in the White House and move it to under a balcony. And Trump can talk down to them. And then he can pretend not to hear the questions when they yell up. Yeah. And then he could turn that press corps room into a playroom for the kids. It's amazing. And you see, they went after Barron, right? Saturday Night Live writer went after Barron, said he's a homeschooled shooter. How's that? Saturday Night Live has always been the propaganda arm for NBC, which is nothing but communists. They are the enemies of the people. And nobody watches them anymore. Only the dopes. The dopes on the dope. That's who's watching the Saturday Night Live. They used to have in Saturday Night Live, they had a lot of ODs, you know, a lot of people checked out. They used to turn it on to see who was going to OD that weekend. They had John Belushi. They had a lot of people, man. They were dropping like flies there for a while with a cocaine epidemic. Yeah, it's unbelievable. So, hang in there. What I like about Trump is he tweets. I think that's great. I tweet with Trump. Tweety Bird. I tweet with Trump. Yeah. And you know what's good about it? Nobody sees what the other person is sending. At least I don't. And he gets the message, you know. And he's up at 3 o'clock in the morning, so he's got time to read the tweets. I wonder what it's like if you're late for work at 9 o'clock. And he's at the door looking at his watch. Yeah, and it's better to get the straight scoop from the original, not the hand-me-down version that's been rewritten and lied about. The only party I trust is the Trump Party. This guy is up a tree. By 9 a.m., the politicians come to work. And they have to come to work on time. He's 6 hours ahead of them. He does more in 1 hour than they do in a week. If you subtract the BS hearings, answer yes or no. How can you have a hearing? You answer yes or no. The last time I saw Answer Yes or No was the communist trial of Cardinal Menzenti. Yeah, answer yes or no. And then he'll ask him a question that requires an elaborate answer, and answer yes or no. When did you stop beating your wife? So for the first time, Trump is the genie. The voters let out of the bottle. Oh, and speaking of termites, the rule should be, in Spanish, una termino por termita. One term per termite. That's all these guys should be allowed. You think Chuck Schumer, with 139 employees sending out vote for Chuck letters, do you think he should be allowed to be there more than 4 years? Do you think that anybody that served 4 or 6 years should be entitled to a full pension if they don't get reelected? And their wife and their dog? With better hospitalization than Trump is trying to get you? The left is very strong, my friends. They have your mind. They got your kids in school. They got your kids in school. Turn on Imus this morning, and a guy is doing a study on date rape. He's written a book about it. And he says it's exaggerated, and it's blown way out of proportion. And the real rapes aren't being disclosed to the police department. He calls them kangaroo courts, now hold sway. They tell the victim, we'll take care of it. You'll get justice on campus. So, for the first time, the American people let the genie out of the bottle, and they're going to get a magic carpet ride, and happiness is the order of the day. It sure beats what the demo commos do to us today. He will do all he says plus more. A good exec officer promises less than he will deliver. The CIA was thrilled he made them his first stop. Brennan the Moor, this is an Irishman who converted to Islam. Folks, do you know any Irishman that ever converted to Islam? Not after 20 drinks. Yeah. You know what? I think it's a mistake. I don't think he said Allahu Akbar. I think he said, I love vodka. All that will be left in the Democrat Party. That's all that's going to be left. By 2018, Trump is going to have 70% of the votes. Everybody's going to be a Trumpeteer. He's one of us. So he's a billionaire. Oh, you hear the left complaining? Oh, he started with $1 million. He started with $1 million that his daddy gave him. If my daddy had $1 million, he wouldn't give it to me. Oh, he had a good daddy. And he did good with the money. All the communists know is how to take it away from the rich and keep it, and not share it. The only rich guy in the Communist Party is the guy on top. Ask Castro. Ask the guy in the country that has no toilet paper down in Venezuela. Ask Putin. People say that Putin is working with the Democrats. They're playing good communist, bad communist. Yeah, the big issue for the communists is global warming. Let me tell you about global warming. It's a little chilly out tonight. I could use one or two more degrees from the sun. And what is global warming going to be? Over 100 years? 1 degree? 2 degrees? How about Korean global warming? How about Iranian global warming? 5 minutes, 30,000 degrees. It's called nuclear global warming. Hang in there, I'll give you a tune.
Yes, my heart is
that song, Da Do Run Run? I was in Kuwait in 98. Actually, I was in Kuwait right after the liberation. And, oh, the Americans were loved. Oh, they loved us. They were crazy about us. I was there on business. And the GIs were there. And I got to tell you this. I had a Kuwaiti partner. We started to do some business. And he said, Mr. Tom, the next time you come, could you bring me Joe Weider products? Because they seen all of the GIs. They were all bulked up. And they were trying to bulk up. And my kids used to laugh and say, look, the best Arab on the beach. But they were crazy. They were. You couldn't do wrong if you were an American there. You were like a god. And they treated you real good. And then I went and I come back and everything was changed. First off, all the young Kuwaitis, when we liberated Kuwait, they all got their hands on AK-47s and guns. They got their hands on weapons, and they were all strutting around the street showing off that they're macho with the weapons. When I went back the next year, not one of them had a weapon, because I could see the look in the face of the elders, and they were looking and saying, go ahead, have your fun, but your day is almost done. And the next time I went back there, there were no weapons. They took them all away. But anyway, all of a sudden, they started. Some of them started to become anti-American. And one Kuwaiti wrote an article in the Kuwait paper, I forget the name, Al-Yom or something. And he was complaining that the Americans are here. Now, you should know this. When the Americans came into Kuwait, they weren't allowed in the city. They were segregated and put in a camp in Doha, Camp Doha. They weren't allowed to mingle with the natives. Of course, they would steal all the girls. How many you want? Two, three, four? Because they were all looking for Joe Weider. But anyway, so this guy wrote an article, and he was really pooping on the Stars and Stripes boys. So I took this song, the Do Run Run, and I made a song about the Kuwaitis and how they left town when Saddam came. And I used the words, the Do Run Run. That's what they did. They did the Do Run Run. And part of the song, I'm trying to do this from memory now. I remember the last verse was, and now the Americans are here, and we are crying in their beer. For Saddam, we give big cheer. And also I said, you know, Saddam came, he took my home, he took my comb, he took everything, and he did. You got to see what he did, man. He was the greatest hijacker, pirate in the Middle East at that time. I had a guy that had a car wash, and all the cars get washed by hand. They'll have 60 guys washing cars. And he had a car wash, and he took me up to the roof of his car wash. And there was a big chicken coop up there. They like fresh eggs and fresh chicken. And it was a big chicken coop up there. And it was, you know, it was full of wallets and photos. Because they robbed every Kuwaiti they could get their hands on. So it was full of, you know, wallets and empty wallets and photos of different people. And one of the things that Saddam did, he rounded up all the women. And supposedly the story is that Saddam wanted to get paid for fighting Iran, and the Kuwaitis had paid him in the past. And they said, we're not paying you no more. And then somebody made the comment, let it be on our wives and children. And that was the wrong comment, because what he did was he rounded up all their daughters and their mothers and sent them to the Kuwait Zoo to be raped by troops pouring in. These people do not play nice. That's one thing you better learn. As an American, if we fall, you will not die as a black man. You will not die as a Latino. You will not die as an Oriental. You will not die as a white man. All you're going to hear in the last words will be, shoot the Americans. So that little skeleton crew that we got that's keeping us all safe, you better treat them right. You better get them the weapons they need, and you better help that military grow. Because if you don't, you will be like the Parisians in World War I, where you got drafted off the streets and sent to the front in taxi cabs. And there's always a front. So, having said that, take a break.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean. Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen. And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life.
And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in your feet. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
Gospel in Milwaukee, took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge,
flew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge. Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a present operation down below, with the fire pipe a-blowing while the mustard tail was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going down below. Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built a present operation down below, with the fire pipe a-blowing.
Lift your wings and fly to Daddy. Lift your wings and fly to Daddy. Lift your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Swim, swim, swim to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy. Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy. Hit the floor and
you are playing possum and will repeat the Ides of March when El Trumpo goes down on one knee, you too will be gone with the Democamos. The people want Trump to reach all his objectives. If you become impedimentum, you will only be extra baggage and will be put in storage with no pay. When the good Democrats realized there was not one person of color approved to run, and when approved, the Bernie fans will realize he double-crossed them. He ditched them just before the convention. You just got to look at the party platform for the last election. One white woman. Don't tell me that's an all-inclusive party. That's a party that says, do as you're told. We had 17. And they went from Spain to India. The convention has proved that they double-crossed the people. There is a new party created by Trump. And when the rhinos make him sign an agreement to not start a third party, he did so, and he restored a second party. So, thanks for all you do, Mr. President. And I see you're busy at work on your second day of office. And already we got more oil in the pipeline than we had yesterday. Thank you for bringing America back to life. Let's go to Brazil for Bambacaro.
Como um bom bocado pra te devorar, como um brigadeiro pra te lambuzar. Põe a mão no bolo pra comemorar, dança o meio-dia pra te conquistar. O violeiro pra cair se toca, de olho no chifre da morena. A que zoeira, que festa de aroma. Põe essa galera pra samba, é debaixo da saia.
Thank you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Very good.